I have found actually delving into this idea of story in as an artist, activist, sensitive provocateur, or whatever I call myself, it's been really actually a key practice for me to engage community around change. And I've been told many times that really sometimes the stories that emerge are stories that have never been told before. And how important and how transformative that can be, not only to an individual, it could be a personal story that just emerges through the experiences and the way this story work is facilitated here at the Academy, how that evokes the story to come out and to be listened to, and how that can really be a moment of change for someone when that story is released. That sometimes carrying that story around with us can actually do a lot of harm if it's held tight. If we begin to express it and release it, release the words, then that story actually can, by releasing it, we're transforming ourselves, but we're also transforming perhaps the story. It can get retold in a new way. There was one example when we were working here at the Academy with a group of women very early on in some of our story work. And one of the women actually said to me, she said she told me her story in a group setting and said that it was easier for her to tell the story to a group of people that weren't her family. And it was a story that she had never told anyone before. And I think there's something about the setting that we create that allows that to happen. And it was very important for her to be able to release that story. And by her doing that, by her sharing that story at that particular time, it opened up stories for other women to share. And there was this incredible empathy that was created within that group. And I've seen that many, many times with our story sharing. And sometimes it's not the whole story we share, it's just a little taste of it. It's more we develop the story for ourselves. And through developing it, we can change it and transform it and move on our life's journey in a new way.